for my most memorable English learning experience, I think it will be a tour, an English tour that I joined in the summertime in Hawaii. And during that English tour, we not only sit in the classroom, we have a lot of outdoor activity, and it is more natural and relaxed than learning in a classroom. And the teachers are the local teachers, and they are not their first language is English, and I think it is more fun to learn English with a native teacher and also in other countries rather than Hong Kong.
I see. When was the tour?
2 years ago, summertime.
So you were still studying at the uni?
Yeah.
I see. Do you think it changed your attitude towards English?
I think certainly there will be some change in learning attitude for English, but I don't think it lasts long.
Okay.
Yeah, because once I go back to my country, that passion will diminish straight.
Anything else for the first question?
No.
Then maybe move on to the second one.
Okay. My most memorable English reading experience, it will be every time when I go to other countries, and then at the airport exit, there will be our counter providing you transportation guide or tour guide, and I love to reading the tour guide and also the transportation guide, because they have a lot of colorful pictures, and also it shows the city map, and that will provide me a picture and that how the city is look like. And also with little words in the tour guide, it will be more attractive for tourists like me to look at it.
I see. Would you mind telling me what countries you've traveled to?
Well, I've been traveling to Canada, US, and Hawaii, and Korea. I think that's it.
Okay. Do you read in English in your spare time?
Sometimes.
What do you read then?
It depends on the topics, whether it is attractive or not. Because sometimes I open Facebook and then I will see interesting article topics, and maybe that's related to my study, my hobby, and then I will click into it and have a look. And if the form size of the article is comfortable to read, I'll surely read all of them. But sometimes the article length and also the form size is too small and too spacely, and then I may give up in reading.
I see.